Well, this morning we're going to talk blood. Blood drives are important all throughout the year, but of course, especially in the summer travel season, there's also that need for blood services, and we're going to talk about that this morning. Katie Marshall, who's the External Communications Manager for the Red Cross Midwest Blood Services Region, joins us here this morning. Katie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out about the need for blood right now.
Well, there's always a need. It really never ends, and there are excuses about why people don't give blood, I guess, all times of the year, right?
Oh, absolutely. The number one is that people say that they just simply weren't asked. So right now I will just ask anyone who is listening out there that we would love to come see you, come out and donate blood. We also hear that fear of needles on occasion. And then especially during the summertime, there is just so much going on. We're out of our regular routines. The kids are out on summer break. So many vacations are being planned. So it's definitely easier to find excuses not to give during the summertime, but we definitely need to see plenty of donors come in.
You know, people get into their regular routines sometimes with their blood donations of going to their local drive, and it's every few months, and they just keep going back and scheduling appointments. That's great. But, you know, sometimes we miss those. Well, it's not necessary just to wait until the next cycle comes back around. There are so many blood drives, even within a single community, to give people an opportunity to donate.
Absolutely. You can donate every 56 days, and I was just looking at the blood drives that we have coming up around the Atlantic area. I mean, the next one that we have in Atlantic itself is June 23rd. The next community blood drive is July 9th. But between now and then, until we get to those drives, we have several others that are happening within 10, 15, 20 minutes of Atlantic. So definitely plenty of opportunities. If the regular one that you go to doesn't work out for you, we would love to see you maybe drive a few extra miles and give it a different blood drive.
You know, it is kind of fun when you get settled in and going to the blood drives at, you know, at the regular location. Folks tend to do it at a regular time because it works into their schedule, and you tend to see kind of the same people that are on the same schedules, whether it's over their lunch or what have you, and it kind of becomes kind of a little community like that. It's something that people feel good about because they're doing it all together.
Absolutely. There's so many reasons to love blood drives. I like to spend as much time as possible at them because it's a great social atmosphere. You really cannot be too sad about the fact that you're helping to save lives. People like to just take time to chat. It takes about an hour of your time for the entire process. Only 10 minutes of that is really the donating blood process. The biggest part is the socialization afterwards, where we give you a cookie and some other snacks, take care of you before you head out the door. But it is, it's a great environment, and it's so important that we make sure that we see people. There's something interesting that we're seeing in Atlantic right now that I would like to point out, is that usually donations tend to drop off in the summertime. But the best blood drive that we've had in Atlantic over the last year was July of last year. We had more than 100 people donate at the community blood drive. And we've seen consistently every 2 months now, the numbers are dropping off. At our most recent blood drive in Atlantic, we had 76 people donate. So we are just asking that if people come out, if it's been a while since you've donated, or maybe you've never donated blood before, we would just love to see you back, because with about an hour of your time, like I said, you can help save about 3 lives, and especially in the summertime, as so many of our regulars don't have an opportunity to come in, we're really counting on every single last donation.
Now, follow me on this. It might be a little lengthy and winding here, but I do have a point.
It's
great to have people of all ages come out and donate blood, because nearly everyone can. There are some who will be rejected who don't qualify to give blood, but nearly everyone can give blood, and it's important to have people of all ages out there, but is it not important, because I see more and more blood drives during the school year happening within schools, is it important to get kids started at an early age? Because blood donations, that's a habit.
Absolutely. It's definitely a habit. In fact, I just met a gentleman in Council Bluffs not very long ago. He is just over 80 years old, and he's donated 35 gallons of blood.
Oh, wow.
So he has made this a lifelong habit for decades. And it's not uncommon to meet people like Bob who have just really made this something that's a priority, that saw the need for blood when it really first came around World War II, when the Red Cross was collecting blood, and they saw this great need. They saw the country rise up, and that need still remains. It's still so constant in our small communities, in our larger communities where we have big trauma centers. We need to make sure that we are getting young people in, and I always like to stress the point that high schoolers so often When you are a teenager, you want to make a difference. You want to be part of something that is bigger than yourself. Well, what better way than to give blood? To think that you could walk into the church down the street or a community building this summer and give about an hour of your time and walk away and saying, hey, I helped save three lives of people right here in our local community, or possibly down the road in the next town, or even possibly across the country. That's really, really amazing. And then, yes, it does start a habit. I met an 18-year-old recently who had just donated a gallon of blood. That's eight times donating. So she had made it a habit starting on her 16th birthday, was her very first blood donation. And it just became something easy. It became something that was just part of her life and didn't seem like too big of a deal until she really sat down and thought about it. But, wow, I've donated eight times, up to three people's lives saved every time. That's maybe 24 people's lives. I have changed forever. And I'm 18 years old. I haven't even left high school yet.
Well, I was looking on the website, and there were just I've got pages and pages here in front of me of different facts about blood, the blood supply, the need, the process of donating, all those kinds of things. But it really kind of boiled down to just a few things for me, because some of these numbers are a little overwhelming, but it's the small ones that really catch you. Like two, for example, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that tremendous? It is tremendous. There's so often the conception that it's only people who are in accidents who need blood. Well, I think we don't realize that so many of the patients that are in the hospital are receiving blood before they're able to leave, whether they have undergone a transplant, maybe just a routine surgery. Oftentimes mothers, if there's any complications when it comes to child delivery, they will receive blood. Anyone who is battling cancer will likely receive some blood product, whether it's red blood cells or platelets. There's just such a wide variety of reasons that patients do need to receive blood, and we want to make sure that those products are right there when they need them. I had talked to a mother not too long ago. Her son had received care for cancer, and he needed a blood transfusion one day, and they had to wait in the hospital because his blood type was not available. It wasn't in the blood bank at that moment. And to think, I think they only had to wait about an hour, but still to think that they had to wait at all to get that life-saving medicine that we can only get from donors, that's really incredible. And that's a good reminder to me. If I'm putting off donating beyond that 56 days, I like to think of Brandon and remember that there are kids like him who are still fighting, and I don't want them to have to wait for that.
Now, blood created in a lab and mass-produced is a wonderful idea, but realistically, we've got to still do the needle in the arm thing, and we've got to do it on a regular basis because there's so much need. And put yourself in the position of that family. How'd you like to be sitting there and be told, well, we're just going to have to wait until we find some?
I know, and to just see your child not feeling well and knowing that just a little pump of blood products would bring back their color, bring back their energy and some basic health.
That.
I mean, what a great gift.
Well, Katie, I know that most folks, I think, can donate blood for the most part. I mean, some people get kicked out for different reasons. Sometimes you might be a regular donor, but this particular time, there might be a little red flag that pops up for different reasons. But, you know, there's no harm in stopping by and seeing if you're eligible.
Of course, there are a lot of questions about eligibility, whether it comes to different medication that you've been on, or maybe you had traveled to a country that used to be on the deferral list. There are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to donating blood. One of the most common still is people think that if they have a tattoo that they can't give blood. Well, that's not true anymore. At this point, in most states, you can give blood the same day that you get a tattoo. So absolutely, if you have been deferred in the past, we would encourage you to come back in. We make sure that everybody reads that deferral checklist every time that they come in, and our regular donors say, oh, I don't need to read that. I've read it 1,000 times, but it's changing all the time. We're updating our regulations and changing what it takes to be able to donate blood. So absolutely, you can either stop in the blood drive, or if you would like to get a kind of heads up if you have a question about a specific medication or a condition, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and you can ask about it there, or you can head to our website, redcrossblood.org. Super user-friendly, and you can get a lot of answers there as well.
And get the app for your smartphone. You can actually make appointments right there.
Yes, you can make appointments, and you can also earn some rewards on there, too. There's just a lot of great features, and that's a great place to be able to check if you are eligible to give blood. It's not going to give you a 100% sure answer, but if you have specific questions, it's a good place to check. So that is free, and it's called the Red Cross Blood Donor App.
And if you're wondering what kind of blood is most needed, it's the one you just provided. That's the one that's most needed. And if they want to go out and help to provide that blood, Katie, what are some of the blood drives coming up here around the area?
Well, we have several coming up. We have one in Irwin on June 1st, Oakland June 3rd, Anita June 9th, Audubon June 10th, Lewis June 11th, Trainer June 11th, Atlantic. Again, we have one at the Molly Engine Components. That one's on June 23rd. And then our regular community blood drive in Atlantic at the Catholic Parish Fellowship Hall is July 9th. So that's quite a bit that I just listed off. If you have any questions or you want to get that list again, head to redcrossblood.org or just call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can make your appointment through either of those or, again, like you mentioned, that free Red Cross Blood Donor app.
Well, so many people are looking for ways to be able to give back to their local communities, and what a better way to do it than to give the gift of life.
Oh, it truly is the gift of life, and it really does not take too much of your time. It truly doesn't take too much of your energy, and hey, a lot of people love that it's a great excuse to kind of treat yourself beforehand. You want to make sure that you have plenty of iron in your blood before you go to donate, so I always encourage people, have a big steak or a big hamburger the night before, or maybe if that's not your route, at least eat a lot of spinach or beans, drink a lot of water, take good care of yourself, so that you are prepped to be able to help others, too.
Absolutely. Hey, where else can you go where they hand you a jar of juice, you get cookies, you get a sandwich, or maybe a slice of pizza or something afterward? I mean, you know, they're real hospitable.
Yes. It's great people that are attracted to blood drives, that's for sure, because you just know at the end of the day, everybody is there to make a difference for others. They're not being paid for it to show up there and to give of themselves. They're just doing it because straight up want to make a difference, and I think that's a pretty incredible place to be surrounded by good people.
Absolutely. There are paid Red Cross employees there that are doing a lot of the professional work, but it takes a number of local volunteers donating their time to help make these things happen, too, and we appreciate all of their efforts. Well, Katie, thank you so much for the time here today. Best of luck. Hope you have a great summer, and hope the Red Cross blood drives have a great summer, too.
Oh, we're looking forward to seeing so many people in all of the towns in Atlantic and across all of those smaller communities as well. And it's going to be a great summer, helping save lives.